those old spirits that have been wearing those same clothes for all this time, why yeah. do we, when you see them in the image of them wearing, you know, earthly clothing, right. why that clothing? Did you ask?
Yes, and you know what? I thought about that after we hung up. I was kind of caught off guard, and I knew the answer. And then I thought, oh yeah, that's the obvious answer. It's basically in the without the complex discussion. There are seven different realms when we die that we go to, seven different levels, and those levels are determined by the lessons that we learn here on Earth. Earth is our training ground. With that being said. The different levels that we go to, the higher from the first level up to the seventh being the highest, we have different states of consciousness and awareness. Now, we all know from our states of consciousness and awareness has to do with our awareness of working with energy. Clothing is an optional thing in the spirit world. So depending on which of those levels that you're in is going to have a lot to do with your understanding of that of clothing. So when the Chinese believe that when a person dies, when they appear or you see them, the Chinese believe that they appear in the clothes that they were buried in. And the Chinese actually burn paper clothes, and they believe that, or not just the Chinese, Asian cultures, and they believe that they, by burning these clothes, give them different clothes to wear on the other side. Depending on the consciousness of the person is going to have to do with, depending on which of those spiritual layers, levels they're in when they pass on, is going to have to do with their understanding of clothing. When I see guides, I was thinking about some people I had seen a few times, and I see them in different clothing. So I believe that, well, for example, children in the spirit world, they grow up, they don't stay as children. Their lives were cut short, so they continue to grow on the other side so they can learn and continue to evolve spiritually, emotionally, and so when they return back and reincarnate, they don't lose out on the lessons they were learning.
Now, here's a quick question for you, though. Do you ever see any of the spirit guides do they ever have different outfits?
Yes, that's what.
Okay,
yeah,
so they do.
Back when I saw people, they do wear different outfits.
Okay,
and
so
that has to do with their conscious understand, their consciousness of energy, the which of the levels in the spirit world that they're in. I'm trying to make it as uncomplicated as possible.
No, that's fair enough.
And by doing that, will affect your ability of clothing. Also, when we first pass, when a person first dies, there is a period of adjustment of about 3 months, and so. That is also going to affect the clothing. Like if I was doing a communicating with somebody on the other side who had only been gone maybe 4 months, they would have on, I would see them in the clothing that they were buried in. Because they are just getting acclimated and maybe don't understand and know they can change clothing. But we definitely can change clothes there.
Okay.
We don't really need clothes, but it's an energy clothing.